Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful weekend and especially an opportunity to celebrate the Holy Trinity. You know, yesterday was a special day, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And really, when we talk about the Trinity, obviously the greatest of all mysteries, but the ground of all reality. And I want to take some time this week to talk about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the fact that what the Church wants us to be able to lay hold of, and I think because the Lord wants us to lay hold of it, is to understand how critical it is for our own personal growth, how critical it is to be able to be strong in difficult times, how to have peace, how to walk in the grace and the humility and the fruits of the Holy Spirit that Jesus and the apostles teach us about that are meant to be a part of the Christian life. The Christian life is, at its heart, Christianity means change. It means transformation. And it's transformation because to become a Christian means to be baptized into the life of God, to be baptized into literally the power that generated the whole universe. And it's the love of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that Trinitarian love, that creative power, the burning fire, the furnace of love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that existed for all time and that reached out into God's own creation, a fallen creation that really fell from glory, living without hope of glory. And as St. Paul said, living without hope in the world, and God sent his Son, for God so loved the world, God the Father, that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. And we see in the missions of the Trinity, which it's referred to, the rescue mission, the mission of salvation that began in the heart of a loving Father. It originates with God the Father. He sends the Son. He's under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is listening each day, all day. He's in conversation with the Father. He feeds on every word that comes from the Father. He comes to do the will and the work of God the Father, to obey his commandments. And the whole dynamic of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that self-donating love, absolute surrender and love, and the passion and joy they have for each other, and willing each other's love and good. And it's what all that is comes from that love. And it's the source for each of us to be able to have the strength, the peace of mind, the faith, hope, and love abiding in us, fruits of the Spirit coming forth in our life. It all comes from being connected to that life, to the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and growing deeper and deeper in the knowledge of God, in the love of God, in the power of God. Jesus describes it as abiding in him. If I was to ask the question, with all the troubles in the world and all the troubles in people's personal lives and the difficulty of living through all the stress and the challenges of our time, what's the thing that's most needed? I would say the most fundamental thing we need for our sanity, for the capacity to have a strength of heart and not a troubled and mainly broken heart in a time like we're living through, is to be abiding in Christ and with Christ, abiding in the Father's love and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's the awareness of, the experience of, the knowledge of, the deepening commitment to and response to God's love and confidence in his love for us that brings the human heart the strength it needs to live through anything, and to live through anything fruitfully, the way Jesus did, to be able to walk no matter what the circumstances of the particular time I live on earth and what the challenges are, what we share in common as people of God or as societies itself. Very troubled times can come, and we're in some of that right now. It's probably going to increase, and it's going to get more intense. And the more increase and the more intensity that people experience, the more people start to break down, to fall apart, to get lost, to get depressed, to get angry, to get confused, to lose control, and to kind of panic and try to find solutions that give consolation. And friends, there's only one place, which human beings can find the strength to be able to live through whatever trial, persecution, tribulation that may come our way, and to maintain peace and to bear fruit. There's lots of ways you can get through it by human will and strength and connections and power and force and all kinds of things. But the question is, can you live through difficult times and fulfill your destiny? Can you live through difficult times and find peace? And peace that allows you to keep your mind, as St. Peter says, in all situations. To have an internal strength from which can come charity, kindness, humility, mercy, grace, courage, and strength to do and to be faithful witnesses, to not fear men, but to walk in a holy fear of God that's rooted in this profound love. This is what the Lord wants to give us, and there's a great testing that's coming upon the church. I mean, it's here, and you see some good responses to it and not so good responses to it. We don't have to look too far from ourselves to be able to see that complex reality unfolding. But people often wonder, what can we do? And they just watch more news, or they talk incessantly about what's going on, trying to ignore it, living in fear. And the real source of grace, the real source of power, and the Lord's antidote for us is to walk more deeply in our unity and abiding with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the life of the Trinity. So I just want to read a couple passages from yesterday and then just kind of pursue this throughout the week to see if we can take a deeper dive together into what it means to abide in the Lord, to see how the Trinitarian life is meant to be growing in us, how we've been connected to it, what are the benefits of it, what are the graces, what kind of relationship does God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit want to have with us, what are the facts about what he's already accomplished in us and made possible for us? What kind of resources do we already have that we may not be aware of? And that if we access those resources, we'll find strength to not only make it through, but we'll find strength to be able to bear fruit through whatever we're living through. And so here's a second reading yesterday at Mass. It was Romans chapter 5. It says, "Brothers and sisters," this is St. Paul, "therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So justified means what? We've been brought from death to life. Justification means life, ultimately. Put in right relationship with God. How did that happen? The death of Jesus on the cross, the shedding of his blood, dealt with all of the sin sickness in us that separated us from God. It made it possible for us to be purified, to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, to be sanctified, made holy through the blood of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us at baptism. This is what St. John means in part when he says, he gave us power to become children of God. Real power, divine power, to do something that's completely impossible on human resources alone. No matter how smart, strong, rich, powerful in this world, nothing, no human being, no force on the earth, even if people say, oh, technology is going to, I'm going to enhance my life and we're going to extend life and all that. That's not what the scripture's talking about here. And that's not ultimately what we need. You live a few more decades on the earth, maybe who knows how much more, but at the end of the day, you're still going to die and your biological life is being upheld, but you're still in a relationship of alienation from God. You're still under ultimately the curse of sin and death. And so what justification means is, puts us in the right relationship with God by dealing with the sin problem that separates us from God, that creates the death problem and all the consequences of what we're seeing, whether today we see every day, whether it's in Ukraine in the war, whether there's corruptions and abortions and lying politicians and infidelities in marriage and rebellious kids, whatever it is, this is all the human struggle against the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the sin problem. And Jesus is the only one who lived that life coming from his own resources, from his own being, that conquered the powers of sin and death and makes it possible for us to receive that grace and power, which is his life. It's given to us in baptism. And he's the one who's come to make things right and put us in right relationship with the Father and fulfill all the promises of God for the people of Israel and for the whole world who share in the grace and blessing and promises that were given to the people of Israel, the whole Gentile world, and that we all can be born again, can have the life of God in us, can become children of God. And I've said this many times on the program, friends, to be human doesn't mean you're a child of God. It means you're born in the image and likeness of God. Everyone, every child who's conceived is loved infinitely by God. God loves every single person. God is love, as we'll talk about this week, and his intensity of love never changes. I mean, in a sense, it's just constant. It's a constant burning love. It's a constant furnace of love. It's a constant river of love that's present, that comes from the life of God. So everyone who's born is profoundly loved by God. But those who bear the image of God, who are born in original sin and separated from God, are not united to him, have to receive this saving act of love that originated in the Father's heart in the coming of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, which made it possible for him to rise from the dead and pour out the Holy Spirit upon us, as we've been talking about the last few weeks, especially around this season of Pentecost, so that the new life can be given and we can be born again. So this is what Paul's referring to in the back of his mind. He said, because of this, now we're at peace with God. And that peace with God came through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that peace with God is the presence, indwelling presence. It's a fruit of the Spirit. So we're living, we're being brought in through baptism in the Trinitarian life, the eternal life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is absolutely spectacular. There's nothing greater. There's nothing more profound. It goes on to say, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Beautiful, beautiful lines by Paul here. He said, though we've gained access to this reality of the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we have peace with God, and we become children of God. That's God's gift to us. And how did that happen? Through faith, responding to the gospel. And faith is not only believing the truth, but it's entrusting ourselves radically, totally to a person and saying, yes, Lord, do your will in me. I receive all the grace you give in baptism and the calling and making me a child of God. And that's my identity. I'm a child of God, empowered by God to live by God, by his grace. Paul goes on and says, not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, endurance proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So the very love of God has been poured into us. This is the Trinitarian reality. The Father's love, the love that comes from his heart, goes forth and his Son comes on our behalf and makes it possible for us ultimately to receive that love, which is the very Spirit of God poured into our hearts. And the gospel reading is about that very thing. Jesus saying he will send the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth that will lead us to all truth, who remind us everything Jesus has taught, and that he will glorify the Lord in us as we follow the promptings and the leading of the Holy Spirit, as we become children of God who walk by the Spirit, who are born again by the Spirit, and we become this new creation reality in the earth, even in our weak and broken condition. God's doing something in us, and we celebrate it, and that the core of that is the realization of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, three persons, and we are drawn into that family of love, that eternal communion of burning love that God himself has given to us in his Son through the gift of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.